This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The Senate is scheduled to vote later today on the nomination of Michael Chertoff to become Secretary of Homeland Security. Chertoff is expected to win approval easily, but Democrats were able to force 2 days of debate on his nomination. They focused on Chertoff's past work for the Bush administration. Democrats asked about an email detailing FBI concerns about interrogation techniques at Guantanamo. The Bush administration refused to release a full copy of that memo. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Michael Chertoff is a federal appeals court judge, and if confirmed, he'll succeed Tom Ridge at the Department of Homeland Security. It's Chertoff's tenure at the Justice Department before being nominated to the bench that's raised the concern of Democrats. Chertoff was head of the department's criminal division from April 2001 to June 2003. After the September 11th attacks, Chertoff helped draw up the Patriot Act, and he backed the roundup and detention of more than 700 people who were suspected of immigration and other violations. Democrats are interested in another group of detainees, those picked up during the war in Afghanistan and being held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Their interest was sparked by an FBI email in which agents expressed concern about the interrogation techniques used on those detainees by the Defense Department. Democratic Senator Carl Levin of Michigan noted that a probe of abuses at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq found interrogation techniques there appeared to have been developed earlier at Guantanamo.
The FBI document that I'm talking about today makes clear that concerns about DOD's interrogation techniques in use at Guantanamo and so strenuously objected to by FBI agents started at least as early as the fall of 2002, before the abuses occurred at Abu Ghraib and elsewhere.
Democrats have been trying to determine who in the Bush administration is responsible for its interrogation policies. Chertoff was asked about the FBI email in his confirmation hearings earlier this month. He testified he knew nothing about it, as it was sent in May 2004, after he was already on the bench. Republican Susan Collins of Maine, the chairwoman of the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Operations, defended Chertoff on the Senate floor yesterday.
In his responses to our committee's written questions, Judge Chertoff made it absolutely clear that he believes that torture is wrong no matter where it occurs. His commitment to upholding the due process rights of those detained for immigration violations was unambiguous.
Senator Levin, though, is pressing the Justice Department to release a complete copy of the email. The version Levin has was posted on a website, but with the names of the agents and others blacked out. Levin wants to know who the agents were referring to and whether their concerns about abusive interrogation techniques were heeded. The Justice Department has refused Levin's request, citing concerns for the privacy of those named in the document. Levin says that's nonsense.
The Justice Department's decision to cover up this information is deeply disturbing. Not only is the Senate being thwarted, the American public is being denied relevant information. And if this misuse of the Privacy Act is not resisted, congressional oversight of our governmental activities will be controlled by the executive branch that we are supposed to oversee.
Senator Collins, however, said Levin's request is irrelevant to the Chertoff nomination. Levin conceded yesterday even he will probably vote for the nominee later today. Chertoff will become the ninth and final member of the president's new cabinet if confirmed as expected. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.